Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. The pastoral and theological work of the Fifth World Meeting of Families in Valencia, Spain, continues ahead of Pope Benedict's arrival tomorrow. Charles Collins is in Valencia, and he has a closer look at what's doing.
Big church gatherings like the International Meeting of Families here in Valencia often get accused of being just talking shops. The question is often asked, what happens when these people go home? To find an answer, I spoke with Father Robert Weiss and Betty Ann Casarati. The Diocese of Bridgeport sent them to this meeting to help their diocesan programs helping couples prepare for marriage.
I was invited to come by the diocese because we are in the process of reorganizing our family life and our marriage preparation program. And the director of our religious formation felt that this would be an important conference for us to attend and to see really what the needs are in terms of helping couples prepare themselves for marriage and hope, pray for family life as well.
Helping young couples understand the sacramental sexuality of marriage, also dealing with the everyday issues that they need to. But again, really raising the bar now through the theology of the body, giving them, a language that can help them to maneuver and function and succeed in their marriages, giving them new lenses to see through, as Pope John Paul II said, just helping correct their vision in this culture of death, in this darkness they've been looking through now, to enable them to see the light. And hopefully this new program will enable them to start grasping these truths. And it's a tremendous form of catechizing these young couples also.
Reporting from the World Meetings of Families in Valencia, Spain, I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.